I'm going to present some results of research in progress. This research is about the Moroccan movement called the 20s of February movement. And I will not, it's something like an illustration of the Arab Spring, on what about was speaking Professor Kofosava. After the presentation of Professor Kofosava, everybody knows that a major geopolitical change occurs in North Africa. The fall of the Tunisian regime and the Egyptian regime. Because Ben Ali's regime was considered as a strong regime by the Moroccan population, its fall was a great surprise for the Moroccan population. Towards the end of January 2011, some Moroccan young people who were following the events in Tunisia and Egypt asked themselves, and why not us? These young people would break a taboo by addressing to the King Mohammed VI on Facebook to speak about political, social and economic reform. They convene demonstrations throughout the country for the 20th of February. Then the 20th of February movement was born. Since that date, demonstrations have taken place periodically. In order to understand the movement, it seems to be necessary to examine the context, in particular similarities and differences among North African countries. Who are the protesters? What are the demands? What kind of responses has been provided by the regime? How the 20th of February movement made these responses, and the achievements and the limits of the 20th of February movement. First, the Moroccan context and the context of the Arab Springs. Similarities. Moroccan young people share several common experiences with their Tunisian and Egyptian counterparts, such as a profound social change. Changes can be observed in the family spheres, in the greater educational capital of youth, in new forms of cultural expression, in the use of new information and communication technologies, or in the evolving conception of religion. Likewise, the frustration of upward mobility through education, the exclusion from jobs, housing and marriage, and the increasing sense of being the subjects of politicians' contempt are contributing to a mismatch between the young generation and older generations who monopolize social, economic and political power. What are the differences? The situation in Morocco presents some differences from other North African countries. A young king, Mohammed VI, who is only reigning for 12 years and who still possesses a strong legitimacy. A king who maintains in his public statement that is committed to democratic consolidation, fighting poverty or corruption. The existence of a lively associative sector, encouraged by a state that attempts to shape it, mobilization of the civil society during the past 20 years. This mobilization has forced the King Mohammed VI to recognize the Amazigh language in 21, promoted the rights of women in 2004, and launched the process of reconciliation with the victim of past repression in 2005. These reforms have shown that the mobilization are not always fruitless and that the regime is able to listen to the voice of the street. This tradition of activism in Morocco reveals all the fear of occupying public spaces for the purpose of protest as dissipated during the last decade. Then, who are the protesters? The 20th February movement is a very heterogeneous movement. One could say that five dynamics exist within the movement. The first of these dynamics joins together the young people who initiated the protest and other young people who are not pledged allegiance to any party or organization. The second dynamics includes the militants of many sections of association and political parties. The third brings together around 100 organizations from civil society. The fourth group includes militants from small leftist political parties that are often also social activists. And the fifth group is composed of young militants of justice and spirituality, an illegal but tolerated Islamist association, and the families of the Salafist prisoner, prisoner after the terrorist attack in 2003. Some arguments about the fact that the movement has been taken control by a non-governmental left that has been labeled nihilistic, or by a messianic Islamism, have been repeatedly deployed to delegitimize collective action and turn young people away from these currents. It is true that the participation of the youth of the Islamist movement, Justice and Spirituality, has been problematic for the young because they were closer to the left ideals. Then, to gain acceptance within the secularized course of the 20th of February movement, Islamist militants have to make concessions, such as to accept a civil state. How collective action is produced, organized, and the structure. An important characteristic of the movement is its geographically decentralized nature. The movement does not have a gravitational center, but is spread across the whole country, with predominance in large and medium-sized towns. For example, the first demonstrations of the 20th of February and 20th of March 2011 took place in more than 50 towns and brought together more than 300,000 people. In its early stages, the movement was structured as a lot of horizontal networks formed up by of a day-to-day improvisation. In the meetings held by the local coordinations, processes of deliberation and discussion to which agreements maintain a central importance. But this dialogue, this deliberation, what does it mean? Does it mean that a new political culture is being planned out, which has a democratic dimension because they respect the right to be heard, and the democratic dimension is a liberal form because they listen to the minority voice? We can believe that is true, but doubts remain because if this assembly is functioning in this way, it is because people share the liberal and democratic conviction, or is it a functional necessity due to the heterogeneous nature of the movement? What are the demands of the movement? According to the deliberative process, the demands of the 20th of February movement have been agreed upon through commissions entering into dialogue with counterpart commission in the different provinces of the kingdom. The aim of the demands is to pose a condition to attain a true civil democracy. These conditions are the following. First, the dissolution of parliament and the dismissal of the current government. Two, the election of a constituent assembly in order to prepare a democratic constitution. Third, the establishment of an independent justice system and the separation of the different branches of power. Four, the trial of anyone implicated in the plundering, spoiling or squandering of the country's resources, the recognition of the Amazigh language, the liberation of all political prisoners, the integration of jobless graduates into the public administration system, the fight against the high cost of living, access for the poorest to public services and provision with the necessary resources to public services. During the demonstrations, these slogans were accompanied by other more specific demands according with the evolution of the situation. For example, some slogans were against the Prime Minister or friends of the King. In spite of the radical nature of the demands, the transformation of the regime into a parliamentary democracy has been viewed as something that the King himself must bring about. This paradox has arisen in the context of the personal popularity among the Sikhs and the pluralist nature and political experience of those behind the movement. What kind of responses have been provided by the political regimes? In the wake of the spread of the protests in Tunisia, the Moroccan king and the government have reacted to avoid the much feared domino effect. The first kind of measure was socio-economic ones. They increased the subsidies on basic necessities. They promised the hiring of 8,000 unemployed graduates and the setting up of the Economic and Social Council, which has been awaited for 15 years. The second kind of measures were political. On the 9th of March, the King announced the creation of an advisory commission to bring about a constitutional reform. He outlined a roadmap based around 8 points: the enshrinement of the Amazigh heritage, the consolidation of the rule of law, the independence of the justice system, the separation and rebalancing of the different branches of power, the choice of the prime minister drawn from the party that won preceding elections, a reinforcement of the role of political parties and civil society, a moral cleansing of the state administration, and the incorporation into the constitution of bodies charged with ensuring good governance, human rights, and the protection of freedom. With this discourse, the king has shown once more that he is not contemplating giving up either his monopoly of power, the guiding principle of the main reform, or the time frame in which they will take place. The calls for change have provoked a counter-mobilization, mainly by young people that have seen in the demand for a parliamentary regime an assault to the institution of the monarchy. The young legitimists on Facebook, under the name of the 9th of March movement, were very active in the early stages of the mobilization, denouncing the reformist irresponsibility. You can say that most of the counter-mobilization have been held without much success, except during the referendum campaign for the constitution. In tandem with some media that are close to the security services, these young legitimists have stirred up the specter of manipulation, violence, and the extremism of participants into the 20th of February movement. Some pressure, threats, on physical violence they have carried out against some prominent figure from left activism on the defense of human rights have been suspected of being arrested by agents of the Ministry of Interior. What was the, to finish my communication, what were the reaction of the 20th of February movement after the discourse of the king and the reform of the constitution? The majority of the 20th of February movement rejected the creation of the advisory commission instead of a constituent assembly and decided to boycott the consultation process. Then we can say that they put forward the fulfillment of the set of demands as the only legitimate way forward. The self-exclusion from the reform process has trapped it in a logic of protest and defiance instead of leading it towards a strategy of dialogue. This means that the movement's only possible response to the referendum to ratify the new constitution that took place in the 1st of July was to boycott it. With the constitutional referendum, many young people from political parties which have called to support the new text have left the 20th of February movement. This trend has been strengthened after the referendum with the announcement of the organization of general elections. These elections have been advanced to November 2011 instead of 2012. On the 8th of the November elections, the 20th of February movement, who called to the boycott of elections, basically revolved around people close to the radical left and to the radical Islamists on justice and spirituality. The victory of the Islamist party, the victory of the Islamic Party Justice and Development in the past election has reinforced the opinion among large part of Moroccan society of the existence of an ongoing reform process in Morocco. Meanwhile, the ideological differences between leftists and Islamists inside the 20th of February movement have been reactivated. In December, the output of the Young of Justice and Spirituality has represented a lot of critical mass for the movement, but it has given a greater ideological coherence to this. Thank you very much.
Thank you very much, Jeffrey.
For your